No, I always directed in the theater, and it didn't have anything to do with other directors or disappointment. No. About my what? Oh! I don't feel like I've done all the things I'd like to do, but that's not the fault of any director, meaning it's not because I haven't been given a sufficient number of chances. But I still like to work, and I like to do this work, so I plan to carry on for the foreseeable future, whatever that may mean. And as far as my Slavic roots, I'm half Croatian and a quarter French and a quarter Scots, so I'm kind of a mongrel. Well, I enjoyed making that film very much. It's a cast of actors that I like very much, that I think are very, very good, and Joel and Ethan Cohen are highly talented and skilled filmmakers and writers, so the atmosphere was terrific.
Well,
I look at it slightly differently, meaning some musicians play more than one instrument, and although I don't think film acting and theater acting are very closely related, they're kind of distant cousins. I don't know that I really consider myself anything. I just finished acting in a play in Vienna, which we'll do again in Spain in a few days. And I very much enjoy doing that, and I enjoy making movies, but the jobs aren't super similar.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the train very much. It was lovely. Very, very pleasant and nice just to look out the window and be quiet. And as far as what do I like about acting, well, depends on if it's acting in the theater or acting in movies, but generally I like the chance to pretend to live other lives, because apparently we only have one, as far as I know. And as far as directing and producing, I don't know about directing, but producing, yes, we have a lot of things we're working on at the moment.
Takže pan Železný, pan Tezát a pak tady dáma uprostřed se světlými vlasy.
Děkuji. Mr. Malkovich, one question concerning your film The Dancer Upstairs, which will be shown here tomorrow. Why did you choose this topic? I'm asking about the film The Dancer Upstairs. Why did you choose this topic? Why did you choose this very screenplay?
I had read Nicholas Shakespeare's novel, which I liked very much and liked the tone of. And partially, I suppose, I was interested in it because I happened to be traveling in Peru during the kind of heyday of Sendero Luminoso. And I suppose that was probably piqued my interest also.
Is it something you'd like to try?
Well, I have shot here. I mean, I've probably made about 30 or 40 films in Europe, so our projects at the moment, we probably have one or two things that might that could take place in Europe at the moment, but most of our things right now would probably be in the States. There's one thing we're kind of looking at that's actually a French thing which may be transposed. We're doing an adaptation of a Dutch book set, which was set in Vienna, but is now set in Los Angeles for a kind of Catholicity of reasons. But off the top of my head, most of our things at the moment are set in the States. Well, my impression of the festival is I've actually been to Carlo Vivari a couple of times because I was shooting a film in Pilsen and also in Prague, and I scouted Prague a couple of times for a film that I was going to direct, but we only ended up producing, called The Libertine.